Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I'm sorry. What do you call Drake's amount of money?
Yes. Letter F.
And then the letter U.
Money.
That amount of money. We want to talk about bad neighbors.
Yeah, when your neighbors suck.
When you
suck as a neighbor.
One of you sucks. When the dynamic between you and your neighbor is irreconcilable, what do you do? How do you get through it? What's the worst thing that's happened between you and your neighbor? And there's a few different stories that we're dealing with, but our favorite one that makes us laugh is Drake has a neighbor. I mean, it's like when Drake moves in next to you, there's a certain level of this guy's going to party
all the time.
He's a musician.
Oh,
so
loud.
He's going to play music loud.
Just have people all hours of the day.
So his neighbors just kept complaining. He bought this $7.7 million estate back in 2012. And they wouldn't stop complaining about the noise. He threatened, I guess, on social media and other outlets. He's like, if they don't stop, I'm just going to buy their house.
So they didn't stop.
And because he has what Steve describes as FU money, if you had FU money.
In a heartbeat, I'd buy their house and get out of my new house.
I would buy all the houses around me.
Me too. Oh. I'd have a compound. No one could come within a.
Yes. Chain link fence that thing up.
Yeah. Drake is my Elvis.
He is. Yeah. He bought their house.
He did. And told him to get the heck out.
Get out.
Yeah. That's mine now.
Yeah. So I don't know if Drake's the bad neighbor.
Exactly.
In this.
Right.
Like, I'm not sure in
he's
our
a bully.
Version. Yes. Because he's the bad neighbor making the noise, but they're the bad neighbor who's constantly calling the police. You got that neighbor who's like,
yes.
I get it. If you got a redneck neighbor that's like shooting off fireworks or whatever, but if I've been in neighbors, I've had neighbors who I'm just having a casual get together and a few people are talking on the patio and it's 9:30 and it's like, whoop! So the cops come and you're like, somebody, we're talking.
Excuse me, sir. Keep it down. We got some calls about you talking.
I'm sorry. We were conversing and it's 9, but isn't the law like at least 10:30 or something?
Right, but there's always that one neighbor.
Oh, God, if I had the money. If I had Drake money. So that is the low end of the bad neighbor spectrum.
Yeah.
The high end is these residents in San Antonio. This dude who lives there.
It's a terror.
What's
his beef?
He clearly has like a mental problem.
I hope.
But the cops won't do anything. The residents are saying they've been threatened. But there's no, how do you prove that if he doesn't write it down or whatever?
True.
They've had rocks thrown at them. They've had their lawns flooded.
They've had their car tires slashed. Wait, he flooded their lawns? He turned on their sprinklers.
So he goes to their yard, to their house in the middle of the night and turns on the spigot on the outside of the house and just lets it flood the yard.
Jeez.
And the police go to try to talk to him, pound on his door. He doesn't come to the door. And they're like, we don't have enough evidence to break the door down.
They
so
can't do anything.
There's nothing they can do. One neighbor put in a security camera and they've got grainy, like Bigfoot like footage of him coming to the like near his hose at like 3 a.m. But
nothing.
They
definitive.
Still don't have enough.
Oh, this guy's brilliant.
That is a terrible, terrible neighbor.
Turning their water.
That would wake me up. Wouldn't it wake you up?
I would know too. I know that sound.
My house has enough of a like. It goes. You can hear it in the walls.
What do you have? A well? What are you?
What somebody even said? He welded in the middle of the night. He got like a welder out, I think.
When he welded all their door shut?
No, I think he just welded so that there was bright,
bugged
pulls everything. His arc welder out. It's like, just starts
shower sparks flying.
Yeah, but anyway, that's a bad neighbor.
Yeah, that guy.
That's a less than ideal neighbor. There was somebody who, where was the one? Oh, somebody attacked their neighbor with a weed eater. They'd never really met before, and they had like some sort of heated words, and then the guy came after him with a weed eater. He's got 74 cuts on his leg.
Oh, whoa!
His back, three bumps on his head.
I mean, I've nicked myself before. Am I going too fast?
You're a weed eater?
Yeah.
You have not.
Yeah, a little bit.
How?
I don't know. You're just moving along pretty fast.
Little D raises his hand.
Yep.
Okay, someday we're just going to do weed eater wackiness. I have had 20 different weed. I have never been harmed by a weed eater.
Edging even? Nothing?
No.
Trenching? Nothing.
Edge. You trench with it.
Sometimes I get bored. I just want that line just to be just forever.
I get that.
I know.
You've been hurt by your weed eater?
Absolutely. Moving along quickly to try to get done.
Oh, so it's haste then. It's not the weed eater's fault.
Well,
it's you.
Yes.
How is the cord long enough? Are you saying it flicks something at you?
No, I've had a cord.
I mean the weed eater part, the cord.
So I put it out in front of me and walk, and sometimes I get going a little bit too quickly and
You're right. There's debris flying around, but I've actually gotten hit.
Yeah.
So this guy got 70.
We have full lines on weed eater stories now, and we're supposed to be talking about bad neighbors.
One time I did put the line out way too fast or way too far, and then I like hit the gas and it went around and broke the string, and the string got embedded in my shin.
Ah.
Yeah. It's serious stuff.
It is.
Serious.
Yeah.
74 cuts.
that's awful.
I'm trying to bring it back to what we're actually talking about So which lawn implement hurt you the worst? Give us a ringy ding.
Black and Decker cordless is what I usually go with.
You do?
That's the cordless stuff.
Yeah. No, but when you first started, you bought a power washer that has a cord, and I'm like, what?
And we're back off track.
So which one's better? I have the it's cordless. It's the battery pack.
It's the system. Yes.
I have the Ego.
We're still going.
Yours is that green, and it's
the
pretty
green,
cool.
Yeah.
You can still whack your weed. You can still hurt yourself.
Okay, stop that. All right, so what are we talking about?
I don't know.
I swear to God, we're going to get weed whacker calls and let them through.
Okay.
We're supposed to be talking about bad neighbors.
Yeah.
But sometimes weed whackers need some weed whacker stories mixed in. If your neighbors suck at life, you've had a bad neighbor, tell us your worst neighbor stories. Weed whackers will take some of those too, but mostly we're talking about bad neighbors. Sarah?
Yeah.
Bad neighbor.
So mine does not directly involve a weed whacker, but I have the same one as Steve. So maybe next time I encounter my bad neighbor, I will use my weed whacker.
Yay. Okay, that's awesome sauce. What happened?
So we live across the street from what's essentially turned into a frat house for a local college.
Ugh.
And the guys are totally nice. No problems with them. It's one of the girlfriends that doesn't even live there. She parks, not in front of our house, in our driveway.
No.
At night.
No, yeah. She's not that stupid.
Nobody's that stupid.
Right.
No, she does. And then I parked there one day to, like, you know, keep her out of our driveway. And she looks at me and she's like, hey, we normally park there. Is that okay if you move your car? And I was like, little girl, I live here.
I pay the mortgage on this house.
Yeah.
Right.
What'd she say?
And then a couple, nothing. She just like stomped back into the house and she doesn't even live there.
Who are these people?
So if she's parked in your driveway and you're in your garage, you can't get out.
No. So I have to go ask him to move. And then my five-year-old was riding his bike around in front of our house. They, like her boyfriend and all their friends were outside playing beer pong in their garage. Not a big deal. She comes out and like starts talking to him about how it's not safe for him to ride his bike too close to the road. And he's on the sidewalk and I'm outside with him. And at that point, like the mama bear came out.
Here we go. All right.
Yeah. Grab a weed whacker next time. But what'd you do?
I should have, but it was in the backyard in the shed. So, and my husband comes out cause he sees me talking to her and knows what's going on. And he gets the brilliant idea. He's like, cool, if we play beer pong with you guys and we beat you, you are no longer allowed to talk to my child or park in my driveway.
Does he happen to have skills?
I am a fairly young mom. I'm 26 and I have two kids. So my college days are not that far off.
Heck yeah, mom.
So you took him down, didn't you?
So guess who doesn't park in my driveway anymore?
Yes!
That was smart. Way to put him in their place.
Right?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So And she's there every day, and she just looks at me and doesn't say a word.
Oh my God. You are the best neighbors ever. Awesome. I want to buy. If I had Drake money, I would buy their house and move in next to you. Thank you for the call, Sarah. Zach?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Hi. Bad neighbors.
Electrical weed whacker took off my toenail and bad neighbors.
Hold on. Wait, you said a weed whacker actually took off your toenail?
It actually took off the right part of the toenail. It clipped it right up, bent it up, and it kind of just folded off right after that.
That's insanity.
Right?
But your neighbor came out and gave you CPR, and you're fine now.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, what's your bad neighbor?
We'll fast forward until 1 a.m. at night. Neighbors on some sort of drug or alcohol, arguing for hours, neighbors yelling shut up throughout the windows. You could hear it throughout the neighborhood. All of a sudden, you see the boyfriend come out. The girl comes out, gets in her car. The man's yelling at her. The woman starts backing up. The boyfriend steps behind the vehicle. The woman hits him / runs over him. Then
you're watching this?
We're inside the whole time because these neighbors are very unstable. They have their whole house with blocked off with newspaper and all the windows. I think they have a meth lab in the garage because they're constantly in and out of there.
Yeah, that's a good...
Okay.
I don't know any other neighbors that are up from midnight till 1 a.m. yelling constantly in the garage at each other. I mean, I can't.
So they're just mad that the recipe's not going the way they want it to or something? Or it's a bad cook?
They're smoking too much of their own supply, I'm assuming.
Gotcha. Okay.
But yeah, so the guy got hit / run over. The woman takes off. He jumps up. Springs back. I mean, if I took a hit like that from a Ford car, I would be down on the ground. This guy bounced right up like nothing hit him. She then hits him again with the front of the vehicle, hits the stop sign, peels out and just goes wild, and then comes back, peeling out in reverse, comes back up the driveway, hits the garage door, denting it, runs inside, comes back with a purse, and then peels out in reverse down the driveway, peels out into drive, and then clips the curb. These are the worst neighbors I've ever had, and I listen to people play techno until midnight almost every night during college.
Have you tried to turn them into the police to see if there really is a meth lab in there or no?
We've called the police and the homeowners, the HOA committee, and they actually have an ongoing report for these guys. They park their grasses or their cars in the grass, so the grass is completely dead. Yeah. There's usually four vehicles, and now this is a townhouse with a single car garage and a single driveway.
Yeah, no,
so it's horrible. And I've called the cops probably three or four times. And
you just need to go buy some meth from them.
There you go.
And then if you can't beat them, thank you for the call, Zach. Or figure out that they're really doing a meth house, and then you can
get
them kicked out.
Get rid of them.
Cheryl?
Yai, guys.
Yai. Bad neighbors.
So first of all, I use an electric weed whacker. I find that cords get in the way, and yes, it does cause trauma.
Yes, it does.
Okay, Lil D is just prompting people to say that electric ones are okay. Whatever, weed whacker be done. Bad neighbors. What do you got?
So I live in a trailer park, and it's not a rundown. It's actually brand new built. It was built like 5 years ago. So, but I have this lady who is the epitome of trailer park trash. So she has these kids that just run amok, and she's got three of them, and they literally run amok at all hours of the day and night. They steal things. And so she has a friend that lives five houses up on our street. It's literally like 20 feet away. And she'll get in her car and she'll fly up to her friend's house. And just fly up there. And then when she leaves, like an hour later, she'll leave. And instead of turning around and flying back home, she flies backwards down the street so she can park her
Classy.
Car.
Classy, yeah.
Are you kidding? And then so you would approach her or her kids. And I mean, you get the worst nightmare, just cussing out from heck. It is.
What the?
How old are these children that are up at 2 in the morning?
So one, you see them crawling out their window. One's like 7 or 8. I think one is 9 or 10, and the oldest is 13.
I'm not this guy, but you got to call Child Protective Services.
Somebody's
or something.
I've already taken care of that, but I'm just like, something has to be done because these are just horrible kids. Like at one point, they had their garage laying in their driveway. It wasn't even a garage anymore. It was just a pile of crap in their driveway for like 6 months.
I like these people. Ridiculous. You're trying to run a classy trailer park over there.
Thank you.
And they're bringing the other kind of trailer park
in. It's Mobile Home Village.
You're right. Thank you for the call, Cheryl. Ryan.
Yay.
Bad neighbors. Let me guess.
Yeah, so first of all, cordless Black & Decker weed whacker.
Yeah. Fascinating.
I'm charging it right now.
You rock, Ryan.
Yeah, but you've never been hurt by it. Anyway.
Yeah, well, not yet. Nobody has.
What's your bad neighbor?
Got a neighbor refuses to stop taking Ambien.
Oh.
Mailbox is right across the street. But in the middle of the night, he will get up in his underoos, go check the mail, and then ring my doorbell and try to give me his mail.
Because he's on Ambien, he's asleep.
He's sleeping, yeah, and he never remembers, so I always take the mail from him and then...
and then give it to him the next day and go, hey, yeah, Postman like, Charlie, you made another late house call.
Exactly.
Are you serious?
That'd be so annoying.
It is. I mean, 3 o'clock in the morning, the doorbell's ringing, like knocking on the door.
Oh, Ambien mailman guy.
It's still kind of fun. Well, I think I would mess with him a little bit. Thank you for the call there, Ryan. Riley?
Yay.
Bad neighbor, although I fear a weed whacker thing coming on.
Yes, weed whacker first. Okay. So I have this old weed whacker that my dad gave to me, and recently it started smoking and almost caused a fire in my garage.
Oh, it started smoking cigarettes or pot?
Right. You need to nip that in the bud.
You got
to
stop that. That stuff will cause cancer. All right, so what's your bad neighbor?
So I live 2 doors down from a crazy old lady, and we've been feuding for 2 years because she thinks I stole her trash can.
Yeah, did you, Riley?
Does she have pictures of it? Of her, like, with her trash can at Disney World? She's like, I can tell that's my trash can over there.
I never took her trash can.
Yeah, you didn't.
I actually returned her trash can that got washed away down behind my car. And she thinks I kept the second one. I even caught her in my backyard looking for the trash can.
Most trash cans, like mine, has a serial number on it. The trash company would tell you if somebody else has got your can.
Yeah, no, I caught her several times in my backyard and looking into my garage looking for it, and it's just gone on for so long that she just got spiteful and started calling the cops on my dog for barking.
Oh my God.
It's time to booby trap your trash can. Put this woman out of her misery. Thank you for the call, Riley.
Although dogs barking, nothing makes me. Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
I was trying to move past that because it's like, hey, guess what? You're the bad neighbor now.
Yeah, I know.
The bad neighbor
We're
now.
We're siding with old lady.
Yeah,
now.
Suddenly crazy old trash can lady is right on the money. Renee.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Hi.
Bad neighbors.
Well, to start, I don't have a weed whacker. I use a lawn service.
Oh, look at you.
Sorry. We didn't know we could get calls from that side of the tracks. 2 calls ago, we were in a trailer park. So, lawn service girl, go ahead. Yeah. Tell us how terrible your neighbors are, Buffy and Tad.
All right. So, we have pet chickens. And... In the yard.
So you're the bad neighbor.
No, okay. We're starting to hone in on the neighbor thing.
The neighbor came over one day and told me that there was a dead chicken in his yard. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'll come clean it up. Then I went to my coop and I was not missing a chicken. So I went over there and I was like, hey, I'm really sorry, but it's not my chicken. I'm not going to clean it up. I don't know where it came from. The next morning, I came out of my house, and I had raw grocery store chicken scattered around my yard.
Oh, so he's now simulating the chicken.
I went over to his house, and he said, gosh, I don't know how it got there. I'm sorry. That's not my chicken.
Oh.
And that continued for 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Well played.
That is raw chicken all over my yard for 3 weeks.
But you are just to clarify, you're the house with the chicken in the yard, right?
It wasn't my chicken.
I know, but I'm just saying, on the block, the house with the chicken in the yard is usually a bad neighbor.
It wasn't my chicken.
Renee, we love you and your chickens.
You rock, Renee.
Thank you for the call. If you'd still like to continue telling your bad chicken stories or your weed, whatever we're doing right now, just find the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.